Welcome to Snack Size Language, the podcast that teaches you snack size language lessons to help you reach new heights in just 5 minutes or less. Snack Size Language is brought to you by Language Conquer and Eurolinguist. You can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting eurolinguist.com/34. I'm Shannon Kennedy, your host, and in this lesson, we're going to start to talk about the basics of directions in Japanese. It's useful when you start asking where things are or when you're traveling, so let's get right into it. Here in Japanese is koko. 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 There in Japanese is soko. 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 Where in Japanese is doko. Doko. And in Japanese, there's another word that you use when you want to say over there, so even farther away than just there. It's asoko. 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 Here's how you can put what you learned in this lesson into practice. Ask yourself where things are around your house, even if, and especially if, you know the answer. It's simple and it's a good way to make both asking and answering where something or someone is automatic. And this episode's trade secret is, when you're working on directions, it can be overwhelming at first. It's a lot of information to process at a single time. Talking about where things are, how to get there, and where things are located in relationship to other things. A great way to start understanding directions is by starting simple. Learn left, right, straight, then expand to go straight, turn left, turn right, on the left, on the right. By slowly building, you'll get comfortable with directions so that when the time comes, you'll confidently understand directions given to you in Japanese. So let's review what we went over in this lesson. Here in Japanese is koko, koko, koko. There in Japanese is soko, soko, soko. Where in Japanese is doko, doko, doko. And over there in Japanese is asoko, asoko, asoko. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Snack Size Language Podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving me a review. I appreciate hearing from you. It lets me know what you like about the podcast, what I should do more of, which languages I should add, and what sort of vocabulary I should teach. It also helps other language learners like yourself find the Snack Size Language Podcast. You can share your thoughts on the podcast over at eurolinguist.com/review. And if you'd like to keep learning with me, then you can join Language Conquer. Each month, I release a new quest to help you reach new heights with passion-driven language learning. You can find out more at languageconquer.com.